Retailers are hoping that people will be out today looking for bargains, maybe for next Christmas, or maybe people will be exchanging something, which gets you into the store where you might spend some more money. We're going now to retail analyst Kurt Barnard, who is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group. He's been tracking this and other holiday shopping seasons. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So this shopping season did not start out all that well for retailers. How did it end?
It ended on a very lackluster note. And it is really not too surprising that this should be the case. Because remember one thing, consumers have a lot of things to worry about these days. First of all, it is true, the price of gasoline has come down, but it is still more than 40% above where it was a year ago at this time. So consumers really are worried about spending money, very much so. They are very cautious consumers these days.
Is the shopping season really over? I got a bunch of those gift cards, so now I actually have to go out and buy something for myself.
Right, and that's what retailers hope you will do. That you will go into the store and that you will do your purchasing. And as you buy some things for maybe $20 or $30, you'll find things you had not thought about and that you will make impulse purchases.
But it sounds like you're not that optimistic. It sounds like you think there are solid reasons for people not to spend too much this time of year.
There are indeed solid reasons. I mentioned the price of gasoline. Now listen to this. How about the price of heating your home? The bills for that have yet to come in. And a lot of consumers are very worried and very concerned about the fact that home heating will cost them a ton and a half.
We are going to be told in advertisements over the next few days that this is a time for big bargains, is it?
It should be, and undoubtedly it will be, because retailers is sitting on a lot of inventory of merchandise designed particularly for Christmas. And Christmas did not turn out to be as strong as they had hoped. Therefore, retailers will really break prices like crazy. But that is going to eat into their profit picture.
Mr. Barnard, does your job require you to spend a lot of time in malls this time of year?
That's exactly where I spend most of my time. In malls, going from store to store, from mall to mall, talking to consumers, and trying to find what the mood of the country is.
Did you see anything in the shopping malls this year that distinguished this Christmas holiday season from past ones?
That is a very, very good question, and it goes right to the heart of what's happening. Yes, I saw a lot of things that were not new, but that were recycled. What we saw again and again was that there was a pathetic lack of newness in products. Everything was something that had already been shown, that had already been seen, and consumers were overwhelmed by the sameness, and they were really bored in many cases. They bought gifts because they know they had to buy gifts. This, after all, is a gift-giving season. And they just went and bought things. They didn't buy things that they really wanted and loved.
Did that apply to you?
I always make it a point not to buy too many things before Christmas.
Well, Mr. Barnard, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Hope this was okay.
Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group.